This is NPR's Ask Me Another, coming to you from the Keswick Theater outside Philadelphia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung, and now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Josh and Emma. Coming up, they'll play an audio quiz inspired by this riddle. What do you call a bell that makes no sound? A national landmark. But first, let's check in with them. Emma, what's your ringtone?
I'm pretty boring. I stick to the marimba.
It's a funny statement. I'm pretty boring. I stick to the marimba.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, okay. Josh, what's your ringtone?
Mine is the really creepy whistling assassin in Kill Bill.
Excellent, yeah. People like that. Work's calling. We're here near Philadelphia, home of the Liberty Bell, so your game is an audio quiz called What the Bell? We'll play audio clues about people and things that have Bell in their name. And you just have to ring in and tell us the answer. Josh, you're in the lead, so you win this, you go to the final round. Emma, you need to win this, or we're all going to go, after the show, to Wawa, and you're buying.
It's fair.
Here's your first clip.
So when you see the naked chicken chalupa with the first shell made entirely out of fried chicken, you might think it's crazy. Crazy delicious.
Emma.
Taco Bell.
That is Taco Bell, yeah. It's weird that they say naked chicken.
Yeah, you shouldn't call attention to the fact that the chicken used to have a body and walk around, I feel like.
Or that you took off its dress.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to this.
He was mean and he was coarse and unrefined, and now he's dear and so unsure. I wonder why I didn't see it there before.
Name this famous Stockholm Syndrome victim. And the movie she's featured in. Emma.
Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that's right. Winona Ryder danced to the song in a movie where she was more chill about supernatural shenanigans than she is in Stranger Things.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body.
Who sang this song? Emma.
It's from Beetlejuice.
Good.
So, Belle from Beetlejuice?
No, I know. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good idea. Someone else sang the song, Josh, Can You Steal? Who sang that song?
Belle Biv DeVoe? Was that or Belle and Sebastian? Those were the two bells I had.
We were looking for Harry Belafonte.
Oh.
You know you're a 90s kid if you can name the TV show this clip comes from.
Track today. You know, I have so much food inside of me, you could put a quarter in my mouth and a bag of Doritos would come popping out.
Josh.
Saved by the Bell?
Yeah, that's right. Name this Scottish band.
Stars of Track and Field, you are. Stars of Track and
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you want to just buzz in and take a guess? No? Emma?
Belle and Sebastian?
Yes, that's correct.
I already said that.
I know, Josh, you talked yourself out of that, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like the only two I know.
I would have gone with Belle Biv DeVoe again.
Okay, give me the full name of this fictional character who has questionable taste in men.
I'm designed to kill.
I don't care.
I've killed people before.
It does not matter.
I wanted to kill you.
I'm here, I trust you.
Emma.
I'm upset that I know this, but it's Bella from Twilight.
Yeah, we need the full name, so...
We're looking for her last name.
Yeah.
Well, her name eventually becomes Bella Cullen.
I think that's a deep cut, so we'll give that to you.
All right. So we were looking for Bella Swan, but then you went a step further and told us where she's at right now. Very good. All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Emma. You won that game, so you tied it up. So it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you're going to go back and forth naming things that fall in that category. The first contestant to mess up, either by giving me a wrong answer, repeating an answer, or taking too much time, will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. We're looking for the first 9 cities or locations that have hosted the MTV reality series The Real World. Josh, you are first.
Miami.
That is correct. Season 5. Emma.
Seattle.
Seattle. Season 7. Josh.
Los Angeles.
Correct. Season 2. Emma.
Boston.
Boston was season 6. Josh, your turn.
New York.
New York was the first season. Emma.
Vegas.
No, I'm sorry. Vegas was much later. The other ones were Honolulu, London, New Orleans, and San Francisco. Em, I'm sorry to say we have to see you go. Josh, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.